The Centers for Disease Control is telling state public health agencies to prepare to distribute two COVID-19 vaccines, Vaccine A and Vaccine B, by early November. Bill Gruber, Pfizer's Senior Vice President of Clinical Research and Development, told Here and Now that their vaccine is one of the vaccines in contention.
Yeah, I'm not sure which one is A or B, but we certainly are one of the vaccines in contention to deliver on a November 1st date, and we're still working very hard to achieve that goal.
The other may be the Moderna vaccine that is also in phase 3 clinical testing. Angela Rasmussen is a virologist and associate research scientist at Stanford University and joins us now with more. And Angela, what is the CDC telling state officials about how they should begin to prepare for distribution of a vaccine and what populations might qualify first?
So the CDC has issued a letter to the governor of the states telling them that they need to begin preparing distribution centers. So this would be either centers that are set up specifically to distribute the vaccine to people who are going to get it first, or hospitals and other types of clinical settings in which a vaccine would be administered. And the people who are most likely to be getting access to it first are probably frontline healthcare workers. And that's really right now all that we know about that.
Okay. And of course, this distribution plan, all of these plans are hypothetical, but the vaccines in question are not. Briefly, what do we know about the Pfizer vaccine and how it works?
So both of those vaccines work in a similar way. They're both what we call mRNA vaccines, in that they give a piece of genetic material that encodes the spike protein from SARS coronavirus 2. And that's what your body makes antibodies against. So your cells will produce this protein. The immune response will be mounted against it. You will develop antibodies to that, and presumably they'll be protective. What we don't know about either the Pfizer or the Moderna vaccine is whether or not they actually can induce protective immunity. So we don't know actually if they work or not.
And just for clarification, is there any difference between the Pfizer vaccine and Moderna vaccine?
Yes, there are some differences. So they are formulated with a different lipid that is required to deliver the vaccine to your cells. Also, the Moderna vaccine is for the full-length spike protein, while the Pfizer vaccine is directed at just the receptor binding domain. So just the part of the spike protein that binds ACE2, which it needs to do to get into a human cell and cause an infection.
Okay. And again, Moderna is possibly the other vaccine that the CDC has in its plan. Again, both vaccines are in phase 3 clinical testing. What does that mean? And does this proposed timeline make sense? What are your concerns?
So my concerns are that I don't see how it's going to be feasible to get adequate safety and efficacy data from a phase 3 trial by that date in November. So how phase 3 trials work is they enroll thousands of people. In this case, I believe it's around 30,000 people per trial. They have a control arm. Those are people who receive either a placebo vaccine or a saline solution. And then there's the experimental arm where the trial participants receive the experimental vaccine in question. Then those people are basically released to go about their normal lives. And in the course of those lives, some of them will be exposed to coronavirus. Only after you have enough people get exposed to the coronavirus in that way, can you then go back and look at the numbers in both groups from the clinical trial and assess whether or not the vaccine is having a protective effect on the people who received it. Both of these vaccines require a second shot given 4 weeks after the first shot. So these trials began enrolling in July. Some of the participants have probably not even received the second shot yet. They're also still enrolling participants. They haven't been fully enrolled, so they're still ongoing. And I think with those numbers, it's going to be very, very difficult to get enough people to make any conclusive decisions about efficacy or safety.
Angela, in the minute or so that I have with you, in the context of the larger effort by companies all over the world racing for a vaccine, how do we make sense of all the vaccine updates that we're hearing about?
Well, it's important to think about the fact that all of the vaccines that have been reported to go through phase one or phase two trials do elicit an immune response. They elicit high levels of neutralizing antibodies, which are antibodies that can actually render the virus non-infectious. They also, in some cases, induce T-cell responses. That's all a good sign, but we really need to wait for the phase three trials to complete in order to decide if they're effective or not.
Angela Rasmussen is a virologist and associate research scientist at Columbia University. Thank you.
Thank you so much.